You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Well, listeners, you're in for a treat. I know, I just said the magic word, and I'm betting the ears of your pets have just perked up. You're in for a treat today because our special guest is Tracy Hotchner, best-selling author and host of not one, but two pet radio shows, Cat Chat and Dog Talk. Today, she and I are going to cover a lot of pet topics. I guess you could think of this as our version of The View without the cattiness. Welcome to Oh Behave, Tracy.
Hey there, Arden. It's great to meet you. Well, talk to you again. We've met in person. We've met on the air. It's pretty fun to hang out with you. I think your listeners are pretty lucky. You really are fantastic.
Well, right,
I know that.
Back
I know a lot of people don't say that about you. They want, you know, to be told that they're fantastic, but you really are. You're everywhere on so many topics, dogs and cats and good stuff. And I just really appreciate that you're out there getting lots of enthusiasm for, you know, adoption. You're always going places for adopting, and you're just always fighting the good fight in a cheerful way.
Well, I do my best, and right back at you. So we're going to go take a commercial break for a sec so we can pay for this show and get back to talking to Tracy Hotchner.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products, too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans, too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club. And join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat.
Do you have a cool cat in the house?
Well, of course I do.
Got a camera? Then take a quick pic of your cool cat and enter the Pet Life Radio Cool Cat Contest. Pet Life Radio is partnering with Morris and Nine Lives to give you the chance to win a really cool cat care kit. Get a Nine Lives Play and Scratch Play Post, Nine Lives Woolly Cat Bed, Nine Lives Food Bowl, Morris Play Spinners, and much, much more. You'll also get an autographed copy of Pet Edutainer Arden Moore's new book, Happy Cat, Happy You.
That.
Everybody gets a chance to vote, and the top five coolest cats win an awesome cool cat care kit from Pet Life Radio and Nine Lives. To enter, just go to the PetLifeRadio.com website or CoolCatContest.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back. You're listening to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As I mentioned, our guest today is one of the country's most listened to and go-to persons for advice on cats and dogs. Every week, Tracy Hotchner hosts on Martha Stewart Radio, that's Channel 112 on Sirius Satellite Radio, the Cat Chat Show. It's a weekly one-hour phone-in show, and it's live. In addition, she hosts Dog Talk on the local NPR station WLIU out of Long Island University in New York each week. Again, another live show. And that one you can listen to at dogtalktheradioshow.com. But she's also quite the page-turner. Not only did she write the million-copy bestseller Pregnancy and Childbirth, which landed her on a spot on some little talk shows called The Today Show and Oprah, but she is also the author of two must-get pet books, The Dog Bible, Everything Your Dog Wants to Know, and The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. All I can say, Tracy, is amen, sister.
Listen, look who's talking. You've got a whole shelf of books. I got to rush to catch up with you, sister. It's fun. I mean, the exciting thing about live radio is that, you know, the bloopers are there, the moments of, I can't believe I just said that, bite my tongue. But there's also incredibly, intensely real moments of people having such deep connections to these cats and dogs and having huge worries, confusion, questions. And it's really gratifying to be able to be there and give them something that makes that relationship better or protects that relationship. You know, so many of people that don't have the tools to live comfortably with other species wind up giving them up. So I think you two share that same goal, which is the home forever kind of idea. But it's not so easy with cats, you know, peeping in the living room and dogs right. jumping out the window, literally. It's like, yike. A lot of stuff that, you know, there are answers to.
Well, the nice thing about you, I may be the queen of nice or whatever you're saying, but you just get right to it. And you know what? You're really an advocate for people and their pets, and you don't tolerate any BS from people or anything. And so you're sort of like the 60 minutes, if you will, of the pet world.
I am
world,
a little bit. It's nice for you to say I am, but it's just little old me and no staff and you know, I think my husband thinks I should have an on-call lawyer. So I got professional liability insurance. I'm the only one that's willing to say the names of products and the names of people doing things improperly, incorrectly, you know, immorally. So I guess everybody else is being cautious and being careful. And you are the queen of nice, but that's probably your real personality. I'm more of like a sort of firebrand redhead, you know, in your face. I mean, I mean well, but sometimes it can be distressing when people haven't been told something straight on. They're like, what? What do you mean dry food is kitty crack? Which I say on the air, and now I have, I don't know how many thousands of listeners who call in and say, I got my cat off the kitty crack, and he's eating only wet food, and he's so much healthier, and I just want to thank you for saving his life. And everyone else is listening going, kitty crack? What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of the kibble, I mean, cats aren't sitting there going to the water bowl like the dogs, and they need, you know, water, like just like you and I. They don't have little kitty water bottles hanging out by their cat beds. And, you know, there's a lot more protein in the canned foods as well.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that I discovered this, and I was just looking back actually in the Cat Bible yesterday, and obviously when you write a book, as you know, you research it years in advance. It takes a year to come out, then it takes years for people to know it's there. So even 5 years ago, I was discovering just by looking between the lines, really, that cats right. can't eat carbohydrates. They can be forced to eat them. The carbohydrates can be manipulated and sprayed with addictive substances so cats will eat them. But in the end of the day, it is the cause of the vast majority of urinary problems, crystals, stones, blockages. It's the number one cause of type 2 diabetes in cats, which is now an epidemic. And all you have to do is not feed kitty crack and feed basically any wet food, and you've taken care of the obligate carnivore. Well, when I first started to talk about that on the air, it was pretty revolutionary. You know, you can't find but one vet out of 100 that will even understand it, much less back it up, because vet schools teach them elsewise, and that all is part of a big industry that, you know, you can spend 20 minutes just understanding that. But no one means to do harm to them. It's just that research has not caught up with the research that found a way to feed them corn and wheat and things that really don't belong in a cat. They need the meat. They really should only be eating a mouse or a bird. And there's no way that, you know, that fried corn in any form, no matter what you've also added to it, is going to be the right thing for them. So I feel really lucky to have these platforms where I'm free to say that. And, you know, sometimes get my wrist slapped slightly. But you know what? I'd rather take that pain and be able to get the message out.
Well, I'm just trying to wonder what you were like growing up. I mean, I'm sure you were that really little quiet kid in the back of the classroom that always did everything right.
How about front row, teacher, I know the answer to that. Oh, shit, kind of shut you little redheaded brat. There's other people in this room. I think it was more like that.
Yeah, did you grow up like with a lot of pets or anything?
Tons of pets. We moved a lot because my father's a writer and liked to live in Europe. So we went to Europe periodically to live, which was, you know, slightly fun and disorienting. But when we were home, which was mostly Connecticut and New York, I had like a little Noah's Ark. So I started out like everybody does with, you know, some parakeets and canaries and some hamsters and guinea pigs and then, of course, dogs and cats. But then there wound up to be, and of course it was always had to be something exotic because that's just the way life is. So it was two sheep, you know, of two different breeds.
Oh, my gosh.
And then a bunch of ducks and some peacocks because my father thought those would look decorative on the lawn. Little did he know the mess they'd make. And two donkeys who were a mom and a dad. And, I mean, you do learn about the birds and the bees when a baby comes along because the son didn't get neutered in time. And bunny rabbits, lots of different purebred bunny rabbits. Again, a real problem, you know, if you can't figure out their sex, by the time they're 3 days old, they're already making more bunny rabbits. So lots of animals and horses. Horses was a huge passion. So yeah,
I guess they should have had Viagra for bunnies back then, but they didn't, huh?
They needed an IUD is what they needed, poor thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen so many rabbits. You go to clean the hutch, you'd be like, oh, my God, a handful of baby rabbits. How did this happen? Lots of unhappy parents of friends who were happy to get, you know, a bunny. I'm amazed, you know, you and I were in Vegas at the veterinary conference. The shelter there apparently has like hundreds of bunnies.
What's up with that?
I didn't realize so many people had bunnies as pets and they wound up in a shelter.
Yeah, I had a bunny when I grew up. I got a bunny at the Lake County Fair in Crown Point, Indiana, because it won second place, and I always am like a runner-up in many things, so I felt a kindred spirit. So I got Honey Bunny, which is a dwarf bunny, and the bunny would, you know, our two dogs and cats had grown up, the bunny would sneak up behind him and just like nip him in the butt.
No way.
And the dogs would leap up, and the bunny, I think, if it could laugh out loud, it was laughing out loud, but I do think there was a smile on the bunny's face, but the bunny ruled the household, but we didn't pair it with another bunny.
What a little cartoon character.
Oh, my God.
We did let them inside sometimes, and it's really easy to clean up after them. You obviously can't, although I say you can't litter train them, but I think people do.
Oh, we did. We did.
Yeah.
We trained Honey Bunny. We didn't train her, though, to stop chewing on the cords, you know, the phone cords, so we were wondering why our line was dead a few times, but... That's another story.
I guess animal loving goes cross species and starts early.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and that's right. We did meet in Vegas, baby. We were at the vet conference, the Western Vet Conference, which is very, very good and important to go to. It keeps us up to date on what's happening in the world of veterinary medicine and behavior. But vroom, vroom, we also were racing to save shelter pets at an event sponsored by Pets Best Insurance. And all I can say is, Danica Patrick, look out, because Tracy Hotchner is quite the speed racer.
Oh, please. I was a total weenie. I was trying to be nice because I love Pets Best so much, and all my listeners, I just browbeat them. You've got to get insurance, and this one's the best, and it pays 80% of your bills. So there were so many vets there that wanted to get behind the wheel. They said, well, you can be a passenger, and that'll be nicer than one of the vets can drive. So I thought, okay, a passenger. Oh, my God. I still haven't recovered, for real, Arden. You have no idea.
Oh, I got to tell you, I love speed.
Yeah, but you were driving.
No. I was a ride-along, too. Okay. I bowed out because I wanted the big CEOs and hobnobbers to have their chance. But I was in Jeff Gordon's number 24 car. He's my favorite race car driver. And in my previous life, I was an assistant sports editor at the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel in charge of auto racing. So I
got my stuff. You know what a pit crew is. I thought a tinkle was someplace where you went and you took a tinkle. I didn't know it was, you know, where they did something to the car. I'm very green around the ears about this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how you juggle having the two radio shows and your two awesome books. They're called The Dog Bible, Everything Your Dog Wants to Know, and The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. I love the difference in the words because that's the catitude of
exactly.
And then you've got Dog Talk and Cat Chat. So
yep. I juggle it because I can get by on 5 hours sleep. That's the answer to that question. If I could afford an assistant, I haven't even figured out how I could put one to use because the email deluge is so gigantic, but I sort of have to answer all of them. You can't really, if you're going to say to people, I'm your trusted person, I will help you solve it, they aren't writing you or calling you with small problems. It tends to be fairly complex ones. You can't just, somehow you know how this is. The brain, you know, I absolutely don't know my own phone number, but I can remember, you know, the carbohydrate content of something where dogs and cats are concerned. So it's all up there in wetware. So if it's all up there in wetware, then I got to retrieve it and, you know, send it back out there. The live shows, it's curious because there's no producer. Well, I mean, most live shows have one, but they, you know, they sort of met me and decided it just wasn't worth ruining someone's life to try and have them try to produce me. So I produce them myself, which means I have to decide who I want to come on or field requests to come on. And then I never pre-interview them because with live radio, it kind of takes the spunk and spontaneity out of it.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't really know what you're going to get. Are they, I don't even know their attitudes about some things that you might, you know, be in conflict with them about, for example. Or are they, you know, articulate or are they kind of because, you know, you have the privilege of, if somebody's really boring or says something incredibly asinine, it's like cutting room floor. But, you know, you can't really do that in live radio. And then there's the callers, and you really don't know what's going to happen because sometimes people call in with something that really isn't appropriate. I don't mean a prank caller, just something
that
they want to tell you the whole life story of how they adopted Mimi and how they found Fifi, and you're like, you're dozing, and you think, this is great. These people are all tuning out. How do you politely get them to a place where they're going to ask something that engages other people without hurting their feelings? It's tricky, you know, but it's fun. It's a great challenge.
And you handle it well. I mean, I think there's a book right there, Tracy. I mean, with all these talk show hosts that have their books, you've got the real, I can just imagine Tracy Hotchner Unleashed. There's your title.
You're so sweet to say that from, as they say, from your mouth to God's ears. But I have to say there are people that say Unleashed. I've never seen a leash on her. I mean, there are people that would like to put an e-collar on me, but I don't get close enough for them to attach it. I'm pretty unleashed already.
I can't see you wearing a halter either. You know, I can't see you wearing
A gentle leader. I'd find
gentle
a way
leader?
Out of it.
No,
gentle
I don't think so.
I don't think that either. Yeah, it's definitely like taming a force of nature.
Well, I bet. We're speaking with Tracy Hotchner. She is the best-selling author of The Dog Bible, Everything Your Dog Wants to Know, and The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. Plus, she hosts each week The Dog Talk, which is on dogtalktheradioshow.com, and Cat Chat. And we're going to be talking to her a little bit more right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggie's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggie destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Ow, ow. Fluff your feathers, roll out your tongue, shine your fins, snap on your leashes, and grab your human. It's the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo. Two full days of fantastic fun that no pet lover should miss. Join us for shopping, the Barks and Couture Fashion Show, Dream Pet Wedding, Ultimate Pet Makeover, Pet Communicator, Rescue Me Pet Adoption, Service Dog Demonstration, and tons of fun contests. Bring your pets and join us at the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo, Saturday, September 27th and Sunday, September 28th at the Kentucky Expo Center. For more information, go to LouisvillePetExpo.com.
Pet Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week, we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I'm just tickled to have Tracy Hotchner on. She is one of the top pet experts on this planet, and she is our champion of our critters because she tells us the straight poop on things like kitty dry food, which she calls kitty crack. So I want to talk to you a little bit about some issues that you feel are really real paramount these days with the economy being tightened. You know, one thing we don't want to do is kind of skimp on the food bowl and try to go cheap, if you will. So I want to ask you if, for all our listeners, what are some of the things that you know, you can share with them to kind of help through this economy? Because, you know, our pets are feeling the bite of this tightness too.
It's a good question. You know, I sometimes touch on it, but I don't sort of think, gee, that is a topic that needs to be addressed head on. You know, people are cutting back on all kinds of things because the general cost of living has become, for many people, unbearable, and for others, just uncomfortable. I would say one of the best ways to get quality protein into your cats and dogs is eggs. They're one of the least expensive foods that we have in this country. I mean, the way gas really used to be way cheaper here than anywhere in the world back in the day, you know, like 5 years ago. Eggs, too, are so inexpensive in our country. And you can even, if you want to be a good guy and get cage-free eggs, which we all try to think about, you know, the lifestyle, if you will, of the chickens making out these eggs, do they need to be all crammed into a cage on top of each other, pecking each other's eyes out, or could they just have a little room to move? Even cage-free eggs are an incredible value. Because if you scramble even a whole dozen eggs at a time, if you're pressed for time, and you give the equivalent of two eggs to your dog or one egg to your cat at a meal, that can take the place of half a can of food in terms of usable protein. So that's a really nice way to save. I think that for dogs, a high-quality kibble is a great investment because even with big dogs, you can get a 5-pound bag. And if you get the really high quality ones that have good value of protein in them and they have a nice mineral vitamin balance, that you can give half a cup of that food because you're not looking to just fill your yard with manure, which is what happens to the cheaper kibble full of tons of indigestible plant protein. I mean, there are better ways to fertilize, as we all know, when we step in these little surprises, you know, after dark. I think that a half a cup of that, I'm talking about a good-sized dog, like a 75 to 100-pound dog, so figure backwards for the little guys. And then if you can buy vegetables on sale, now again, this assumes that you have extra time. That's kind of a false assumption. People are working two jobs, or they used to work one. But if you could make more vegetables when you cook for yourself or the kids, if you can buy bags of frozen vegetables when they're on sale, they come out to about $1 a pound. And boil up a big bunch of them with sweet potatoes and generic oatmeal, You don't have to buy Quaker oats if you can't afford it. Get the store brand of oats. You can make your own kind of, I call it dog minestrone. Everything that you can find that's green or orange or squashy, if you are cooking for yourself and the kids and there's leftovers and you just put them in a baggie in the freezer, wait till you have enough baggies, and then put that all together. There's ways to, we waste a tremendous amount of food in our country, just a shameful amount. And people may even feel bad about it and not know what to do. The rule I would like to tell you is what the vets have been told by pet food companies, which has helped their bottom line enormously, which is don't feed table scraps as if it was some kind of swill or silage. It's what you just ate for dinner. It's the best thing you can offer your dogs and cats. The best.
Well, best with the caveat of not pouring the bacon grease as gravy for the kibble or cutting off that big fat piece of steak and saying, oh, that's for the dog. No way.
No, you're right. Well said, because those fats, they're no better for the dog or certainly not for the cat than they are for you.
Something you wouldn't eat, don't give it to your dog.
Well said. But the stuff from your table, including pasta with meat sauce, makes a fabulous dinner for your dog. I mean, in Italy, they sell huge 25-pound bags of dog pasta. It's made from a rougher, like the end millings of the flour, which actually has more food value sometimes. If you make, let's say everyone's, you know, having spaghetti now, two nights a week instead of one to save money. Mm-hmm. Give your dog spaghetti and meat sauce. You'd be surprised how nourishing and satisfying and easy on your pocketbook. So if 3 days a week you're serving half a can of a really quality dog food along with some other stuff, that's great. Then other days, dogs are very forgiving digestively. Mm-hmm. Cats have to have meat-based protein of some kind. But you can buy the supermarket brands. On my website, I have a downloadable page on Cat Chat Radio or on thecatbible.com. You can print it out, supermarket brands and the flavors. Yeah, some people want to go to the premium pet store, good for you, that's nice. You want to go, there are every kind of Friskies and Nine Lives, you name it, but certain flavors only that don't have wheat gluten, that don't have carbs. They're perfectly good foods, and they're a fraction of the cost of the fancy ones. And your cat will thank you for it.
Are there any other things outside the food bowl that you can think of that we can maybe be more economical without sacrificing the quality of life for our dogs or cats?
Well, you know, what are the things that people spend money on, Arden? Doggy daycare, that's pretty pricey. If you're an urban dweller with an 8-to-6 job, you got to have a dog walker or you got to have doggy daycare. Can you, it seems unrealistic because people work such long hours and commute. Maybe you can band together with 3 or 4 people and maybe get your job to let you bring dogs to work. If you bring your dog to work, you don't have to have doggy daycare. A lot of workspaces are becoming much more dog-friendly. So that's one way to save some money. Again, that's kind of an uphill battle. But a lot of companies, once you bring it up, they're like, really? Oh, okay. And certainly, you know, there's the National Take Your Dog to Work Day, whenever that was recently.
Yeah, we just had it. Yeah,
you did, and I'm sure I think you probably did stuff about that.
Right.
Those companies could be a good, blueprint for other companies to show that nothing bad happens. In fact, people are more productive. They're more relaxed.
That's right.
They'll stay at work longer. The whole atmosphere becomes much more productive because people feel humanized by having animals there. You know, it connects to that part of them that's just like, oh, I need a lick, I need a hug, I need a rub,
We can curb that back on some of the accessories. I mean, dogs don't have to be like, Sex and the City characters. They don't need to have a new outfit every week. I mean, I don't know. Cleo, my dog, has a little outfit that says Cleo on it. It's a little bandana. She's perfectly happy with that. I don't think she's sitting there going, oh, my God, I got to wear it again, the same outfit. Oh, my gosh, what's that? What's Stella down the street going to say to me? Oh, you're wearing it again. So, I mean, I do think we sometimes humanize the thoughts that they're like, oh, my gosh, I got to have a new outfit. So we do go a little over the top.
Well, it's funny because I would say, gee, people don't. And I think, oh, sure they do. And the ones who are doing it, I mean, this is a broad generalization, are often young working girls, who are secretaries, assistants. They're just making enough to have 3 roommates, and they're doing this impulse buying, as you say, of wildly expensive cha-cha stuff for their chichis. And it's really probably a silly spending of your money. I'll tell you another one, and, this may wind up on the cutting room floor, but one of the most expensive and wasteful so-called treats for dogs are called greenies. And they're made of wheat gluten, and they've covered them with glycerin because a number of dogs died when they got stuck in their esophagus. As many lawsuits were settled out of court. Mm-hmm. And many other dogs have them stuck in their intestines and have to be operated on surgically. Dr. Phil Padrid, who's the official vet of Dog Talk, who's part of a wonderful practice in Chicago, and you've probably seen him or heard, seen his name on the board
right.
at various vet conferences. He's the leading feline asthma specialist on the planet. Wonderful guy. One of the few vets who will say greenies are really, really bad for dogs. Well, they're really bad for your pocketbook. They're $16.50 a pound for wheat gluten, and they say on them feed 6 to 8 a day.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just like saying Dunkin' Donuts is a fabulous treat for your children. Make sure there's a six-pack box of them at all times. So not only are you saving your dog's intestines, but you're also really saving your pocketbook by not spending this astronomical amount of money for something that is definitely not good for your dog. So that's another way that, you know, you could save. It's like Starbucks. You know, how many Starbucks do you need a week? People are having
that's
fewer
exactly
of them.
Right. Because,
you know, a cup of Joe could be 69 cents or it could be $3.69 because it's all gussied up. There's lots of other things. You can get your dog a stick to chew on, quite honestly. A nice hard stick is a delightful chew toy.
Well, and also, you know, people really need, I think preventative care is really important. So in that segue, brushing your dog's teeth, you could save a lot of money on dental cleanings, and you don't need the greenies as much. Dogs do like to chew, and there's, you know, I have synthetic bones that I put, you know, like I put stuff inside the middle of it, or you can put Kong toys or whatever and put them in the freezer and give them to them and then put them in the dishwasher and keep them clean. But, I mean, I don't know. I think brushing your dog's teeth is probably a good, easy and free, almost free way to go.
You're absolutely right, because you just get a tube of dog toothpaste and it lasts for ages, and there's a cat toothpaste too, flavored in a way that they like. And you don't even need a brush if your dog won't tolerate it. And if you want to use a brush, you just use a little human brush. I got those fingertip ones. They're cheap. They're
$1 each.
You know, just a little rubber thing that goes over your finger for the dog, and it's got little bristles on it. And you put a little of the dog toothpaste on. Do not use human toothpaste. Not good for doggies. And just having it come in contact with the teeth in itself starts to break down tartar and plaque. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and I know we both are big fans of Dr. Jack Stevens with Pets Best Insurance, and I'm not just touting that Pets Best Insurance, but I do think it's very important for us to have some kind of insurance for our pets. I mean, my dog had to have her, excuse my bluntness, but her butthole redesigned because of a benign tumor.
Very technical.
Yeah, and I was very fortunate that she had coverage, and then my cat Callie decided after 12 years of being a cheap date, never having really any problems, that she'd get hyperthyroidism, so I could spend $1,500 to get her zapped with the radioactive iodine, which, for all you listeners, if your cat happens to get hyperthyroidism, the only good thing is, and that's according to Dr. Arnie Plotnick, who's one of the top cat vets
He's
on the
great.
Planet.
Yep.
It's the one that has the cure. So if your cat is going to have a condition, pray it's hyperthyroidism. Get the radioactive iodine treatment. It's kind of nuking your cat. I'm just kidding. But it zaps the badness out of the thyroid. And Callie, a year later, is really healthy and happy. And so I really do think if you're going to have kids or you're going to have pets, you're going to have them a long, long time, and you got to kind of plan. It's not just putting food in their bowl, you know.
Well,
they need the
pet
care.
The pet insurance issue is one that people are really confused about, and the general media, the unwashed media, has painted it as somehow unnecessary or not a good value. And the only thing I can say to people, and I say it over and over, and I personally do think Pets Best is by far the best. Maybe you have to be, you know, more balanced.
I buy my own policy, so there's
me
no...
Me too.
No,
and you get a multi-pet discount, which I have all three of them. But, you know, the thing that I have to say to people, the harder the economic times, the more you need that protection. Because it is a false economy to think that spending $25 to $35 a month, which is what it comes out to, on a pet, is somehow money down the drain. I've never heard of a pet that doesn't have to go to the vet, not for wellness care, but for a problem at least once a year. Mine are in there at least once a month. I feel so sorry for Pets Best. I cannot tell you how many claims I have to make. But it's just with three dogs, if somebody isn't having a problem up one end or out the other, just had knee surgery, all three of them have tested positive for different tick-borne diseases, this is the world we live in. And if you go to the vet with any problem, you're always walking out with a $300 to $500 bill. That's without surgery. That's without the radioactive anything. That's just blood tests and an exam. And that's not with x-rays and sonograms and ultrasound, all this stuff they have at their disposal to find out what's wrong and what do we do about it. And for people to say, or put some money aside is absolutely ridiculous. Nobody's in a position to put away $35 a month per pet. No one's going to do it. You know, you're going to say, oh, well, this month was a good month. And I'm telling you, those bills show up, and people have meltdowns. So then what happens is, what's your choice? I put my pet to sleep because I can't afford the medical care. People will do it, and they'll feel guilty the rest of their lives. Or they'll say, I'll go and try and find another mortgage. I'll get more in hock to pay for it when having pet insurance would have paid for it. It pays for itself in the very first time you take your dog or cat to the vet, because that's what vet charges are these days. They're skyrocketing. They're just terrible. I mean, they're wonderful because what they're offering you is great human quality of medicine, but that costs what it costs for human medicine. You know, there's no, they don't cut any corners.
No, and they need the care because our dogs and cats aren't always able to communicate with us, and that's why they need to be like MacGyvers and, you know, Sherlock Holmes and be able to do the test to pinpoint where the problem is. We're listening to Tracy Hatchner. She is an amazing person. She's a best-selling author of two books, The Dog Bible, Everything Your Dog Wants to Know, and The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. Plus, I invite you to please tune into her live radio shows. She has Dog Talk, which is on NPR station WLIU. You can just go to dogtalktheradioshow.com. She's also on the Martha Stewart Radio, Sirius Radio, channel 112 on Cat Chat. But you can really check her out by going to tracyhotchner.com, which is spelled T-R-A-C-I-E. HOTCHNER.com. I know we're going to have you back on, Tracy, because we have just scratched the surface here on what we can do to help people and their pets. I don't know if there's any parting comments you'd like to add.
Just that I would adore to come back. I would love to come back and discuss behavior stuff with you because you have such a sense of humor about how to solve problems and also an arsenal of great advice. And I would love to share ideas. You know, we'll pick 10 top problems and how we would each solve them, and I'm sure we will each come at it somewhat differently. And I love to learn from you because you really have been out in the field and writing all your books for so long, and sometimes you just have great solutions that, you know, are like the notes on your face, and I don't always see it. So I love to learn from you also.
Well, paws up to you too, baby.
Thanks, honey.
We are a radio behave show, so, you know, we have to behave, I guess. Not really.
I guess, probably. As best we can. It was great visiting with you, Arden. Thank you so much, and thanks for all the good you do and all the places you go getting the word out.
Oh, no problem. And you've got to give hugs to Scooby-Doo, Teddy, and Jazzy from my Chipper, Callie, Cleo, and Murphy.
Right back at them.
All right. We are so glad we had Tracy Hatchner on. Hope you all check out her website, tracyhatchner.com. At this time, I also want to thank my cool producer for making the show possible. We'd like to hear from you, too, out there. So I've been trying to find out all the places that people are tuning in to the OBehave show on Pet Life Radio. So if you even live in Toledo or Tokyo or anywhere in between, let us know. You can also go on petliferadio.com and click on the icon for the listener survey. It's really fast and easy to take. So you can send me ideas for some shows by emailing me at arden@petliferadio.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.